The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ.
Okay, we always start in the show with little victories.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, tomorrow is my surgery.
Yep.
My final surgery. So I'm trying to get my life together. And I spent all weekend to be prepared to be off for a couple weeks and, you know, in surgery where my kids are taken care of. My house is taken care
of. Everything's good.
My sister's arriving this morning.
Ooh-wee.
But more importantly, my little victory is I actually am so organized. I remembered to bring you something from somebody else.
That's for me?
It's written on it who it's from.
Ooh.
And I'll explain. Go ahead.
Okay.
Read it to the class who it's to and who it's from.
So this is to DZ and DZ only.
No,
love,
it's
Kelly and Sussex.
Liar. You better reread that.
It says to Aaron, DZ, and the boys.
Thank you from, Kelly in Sussex. I saw her this weekend.
Oh.
Yep. And she said, listen to me, DZ. I want to be very clear about this.
Here's I'm listening.
It's just a bag of goodies. It's a Christmas gift from Kelly in Sussex.
Okay.
And she wanted me to be very specific that the bonbons are for your wife.
Aaron, specificities.
I'm saying it on the air, Aaron. She found you bonbons and she was very specific. And I also want to point out the cutest thing ever that we should share on the air and maybe even give this place a shout out. Look what she got for the boys.
What is this?
It's chocolate.
Are these little chocolate cars from what? Cocoa Tree Confectionery? Hey, shout out Cocoa Tree Confectionery, dog.
The cutest? They're chocolate cars.
They're called crazy cars. They're edible cars.
Isn't that the cutest little kid gift you've ever seen?
I love this. I can see the confliction with children. I can see the confliction because now you're going to put real cars in your mouth.
And I don't know this business, so I'm not trying to give any.
I love the idea, though.
Isn't that the cutest thing? Oh, you're right. I didn't think about putting cars in your mouth.
Especially with Danny. But Sammy should be okay.
Sammy should be okay.
It's like a 2+ toy. I can't wait to dip into that bag.
Right?
Let's see what the rest is into there. Yeah.
The bonbons are for Aaron.
I see no bonbons in here, Allie. That is crazy.
Anyway, that's my little victories. I'm so organized, I remembered to bring it today.
Thank you.
What's your little victory?
My little victory is that I just got some bonbons.
Woo! Slow it down. Is that the theme of the day on a Monday?
I guess so, Allie.
Hi, DZ. Screw that. We're a fast-moving vibe.
Buenos días. Huepa, ¿cómo estamos? Epa, yeah, let's go.
We're always a quick vibe on the show. Let's be real. Upbeat and positive. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. That's Benson Boone right there. Slow it down. And it's Allie and DZ, and we're back.
Who speed it up? So let's get to
it. Let's go, baby.
Good morning, buenos días.
Good morning. So it is December 16th, 2024. We are halfway through December. And do you know what one of my good friends pointed out to me last night when we were, at Country Christmas?
What's that?
Because I didn't want to ruin my weekend, but I've already told you. We were at Country Christmas at the Ingleside Hotel in Waukesha, Pewaukee.
Yep.
She pointed out the reason that the holidays feel so sped up this year is because, hadn't even occurred to me, Thanksgiving was so late, we only have 3 weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And she goes, and Country Christmas was packed, and we were like, why is this? And she goes,
everybody's here.
Everybody's shoving everything in. They only have 3 weeks.
we got to go right now because next week's going to be a nightmare. And honestly, then everybody went, no, this week's not a nightmare because everybody's thinking next week's going to be a nightmare.
And normally we have like 4 weeks in between Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving was so late this year.
Right.
We have no time between the two. And I went, oh, that's why it feels so weird this year. It does.
No, you actually, you're actually really accurate with that.
She had a great point, I thought.
So, I hadn't even considered the fact that it was, so late.
Same, until she just randomly said it. And I went,
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh my gosh, you had a great point.
Light bulb. Yeah, that's why.
That's why it's December 16th. And it's like, what? Christmas is in 9 days?
No, I genuinely felt like Turkey Day was yesterday.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you're finishing up Thanksgiving. Not Thanksgiving. You're finishing up your Christmas shopping if you've started.
It's like, what?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow. What?
Crazy, right? Crazy. Yep. So, today is my last day. I'm having surgery tomorrow.
How you feel?
I feel great. I'm very excited. And my sister's coming into town today. And I'm very excited, which you're going to be hanging with her.
How you feel about that?
It's the sister I'm not fighting with, everybody.
Oh, okay.
Penny, not Jenny. So Penny's getting it. She's probably getting on to the airport right now, honestly. She'll be here later. So.
Wait. When did she touch down? She gets there soon, like a couple hours?
She gets in this afternoon. Well,
she's leaving home now.
California. So you have to remember that.
Time changes.
So she'll get here. Yeah, she'll be here this afternoon.
When you said airport, I thought you meant airport like Mitchell, not airport LAX.
Oh, no. Well, she's flying from Southern California to Mitchell International.
Okay, so San Francisco airport, whatever. I don't know.
Ontario, actually.
Oh, bad.
Did you know there's an Ontario in California?
I've only been to Cali once. Oh. I don't know nothing about California.
Well, my sister lives near Southern, so it's either usually Ontario or San Diego. This is quite an airport. If you know, you know, if you use airports.
I don't know the topography or geography of Cali, so I could have just said a northern city and thinking it was a southern city.
Oh, well, DZ, then San Francisco's north.
Oh, bet.
San Francisco's at the top.
Bet. There you go. See, you can clearly tell. I don't know where anything is in Cali.
She lives down at the bottom by San Diego, and LA's in the middle. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah.
So
LA's in the middle. It helps a little.
I'll get a map out. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, no. We're doing too much.
DZ said no. Oh, thanks. All right. Are you ready to get into our weekends?
I mean, why do I got to get into my weekend?
Because I want to know what the fuck you did. We're finally back together again.
Oh, you're asking a question?
Yes. Let's do the question of the day. Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so on Mondays, we always talk about what you did this weekend, and that's what we're going to do. Now, I told you I went to Country Christmas, which was great.
Yeah.
At the Ingleside Hotel. We love the Ingleside.
Yeah. To stay there and go there for all the little events that they do, especially holidays.
Look at that water park, you know? It's a perfect for littles and whatnot. So we did Country Christmas, and honestly, I just got my life together and got my house organized for my surgery tomorrow, for Penny to come, for my family to arrive in town. My sister's coming, and tomorrow's the big day.
You're nesting.
I kind of am.
Nesting for your surgery.
I really am.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah. Yeah, wow, think about it. Look at you nesting.
It's like I'm having a baby, only I'm having a butt baby.
A BBL baby.
I'm having a BBL tomorrow, but there's no implants, so just stop asking me that question. But I am having a butt lift and getting that skin off my butt tomorrow. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see my new butt. I can't look at you and say that, DZ. Sorry. I can't wait to see my new butt, everybody.
Dog, Erin's gonna have so many questions because she's the Grey's Anatomy, right?
Oh.
So she loves quests, she loves seeing stuff. She's had some surgeries, some cosmetic surgeries as well.
Oh,
so
that's right.
Remember, she had a breast reduction when she was younger.
She was in high school. Was she in high school?
She was in high school.
That shows you how badly she needed it. She had to do it in high school.
It wasn't elective. Let's just say that.
Oh, and she's tiny, so that poor thing.
The breast reduction or a bacchiotomy.
Oh my gosh.
It was one or the other.
So she's been through it.
Yeah. So she's all about it. She's going to know. She's going to feel. She's going to just be there with you.
We're going to be together tonight, so I'm going to tell her everything, Erin. I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
And better believe she's going to pull up and randomly want to see the scars after the next
surgery,
too.
Anytime. I'll show you everything.
You think Allie will let me see the post-op? I'm sure she will.
Pull up. Anytime. If it doesn't gross you out, I'll show you.
Right.
Swear to God. So
what did we do this weekend?
Yeah, what did you guys do? Are you healthy again? What's happening?
We healed. We healed in the home. And
the
then
babies
we,
are okay.
We talked about your surgery. Erin was asking when she's going to be able to see you again after. All that good
stuff.
Honest
to God, if Erin wants to come with...
to the surgery?
Sure, why not? She can't come in the room, but she can wait.
Don't say that stuff out loud, bro, because then she'll be there. She will be
Aaron,
there.
Never mind. Aaron's still got one more week of work left, right?
Yeah, like a week and a half. She can't be there.
Well, I would tell her everything, and honestly, it's going to be exciting. So
just have somebody FaceTime her from inside the
op
room.
Yeah. I got you. No problem. Well, we want to know what you guys did this weekend. You can call or you can text 414-533-1037. I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm in like nesting mode. I didn't even open the text yet. Let me get into these right now and open them up. And we're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
We're talking about what you did this weekend, and I checked out Country Christmas, and I even spent a little time with Kelly in Sussex. We had a fun girls' lunch on Saturday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so you know what? She's on the phone. I want to hear what else. If she's not going to mention our lunch, she's off. Kelly, go ahead. Tell us about the best part of your weekend.
Good morning. I baked a bunch of sweets yesterday.
Oh, it wasn't me.
Nope.
It wasn't.
Candy.
Nope. It wasn't me.
Not you at all. Nope.
No, that's fine. It wasn't you.
That's
sorry.
Okay.
Keep it a buck, Kelly. I love it.
I told you she's growing. She's being honest with me. Look at her. Good job, Kelly.
Nope. Baking the cookies was a highlight. Yes.
The best Christmas cookie is, Kelly?
Oh, gosh. I don't have a favorite.
It's the peanut blossom. You know what? Get off my line.
Those are the ones I made.
Really? Oh, she knew.
The peanut blossom is the Hershey Kiss in the middle.
Oh, those are
the peanut butter. That's a peanut blossom. That's my favorite.
With a little sugar on top. So ooh, those are classics. Yes. Christmas classics.
Well, Kelly, we love you. Have a great day.
Thank you guys too. Bye.
There better be some of them cookies in that bag.
Right? So Kelly, well, no, because I got it before she was baking.
Oh, dang it.
There's no cookies in that bag she gave you.
Dang.
Talking about your weekends, let's go to Amanda. How about Amanda, our girl in Racine this morning? Amanda.
Turn down number one.
Oh, no.
Turn it off.
Oh, no. That's not.
What's even funnier is that I'm in the middle of the dark doing this.
That's why. The dark threw you off.
I love her so much.
She couldn't see her cue. Amanda. She couldn't see her cue because it was too dark. Yep.
Okay. I almost called her Kelly. We're off now. We're all screwed up.
Everybody's messed up.
Amanda, what's something cool you did this weekend?
So we did a lot of Christmassy things, but actually, I'm with Kelly. We did a lot of baking. I actually baked with Leon in Oak Creek. Hey, girl.
Oh my gosh, homie.
I forget that you and Leon are friends and
they
you
tight.
Guys know each other.
Yes.
I always forget that about you.
Know each other. They bake together. Allie, what you talking about?
They know each other.
They know.
Leon bakes. I eat.
Well, there it is.
I'll have DZ have the
And I drink. We drink some alcohol, too, and it was fire over here.
I hope so. Listen, I was going to say I'll have DZ do the Christmas cookie debate when I'm gone because that's always a fun argument on this show, but what's the best Christmas cookie go?
No, I'm going to answer when you go.
For me, it's a chocolate chip cookie, but sorry, Leon. You kind of made the cookies pretty bad because they actually ended up being hockey pucks.
Call them out.
Amanda. The chocolate chip cookies, those are hockey pucks at the end of the day.
This is going to be the best holidays because Amanda does Christmas baking and then makes fun of people who made the cookies with her. Dude, this is so our show.
With alcohol and hockey puck cookies, man,
hysterical.
He could have really went to town.
She didn't bake Amanda, the cookies, that's why.
And Amanda, who says your favorite Christmas cookie is a chocolate chip cookie? Get off the line. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Audrey in Racine texted in our girl and said, spent the day at the ER with little man. Oh no. And then watched Polar Express with the kids. Actually, good pull for the holidays. Polar Express is an experience.
That's cool. We watched Polar Express this weekend,
too. You did?
Well, we were at home healing. Mm-hmm. Everybody was, sick at home. So what are we going to do?
It's a great movie in the holidays. Okay, let's go to, how about Ebony, since I keep quoting her saying, get off my line. She's on the phone. Ebony in Milwaukee.
Good morning.
Hello, the
love of my life.
Hello, we're soulmates. Wait, do you see my
BBL? Hey, DZ.
BBL, Allie. BBL, Allie.
Sing it.
Hey, I'm so proud of you. I want to touch it, though, when it's done.
You can touch it.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, you can see my butt and touch it. That's fine. You're
approved. This is great. But
what'd you do this weekend?
What I did this weekend, not only did I mind my business, hello,
I helped make a delicious chili with my sister.
Yum.
And then after that, we went to Candy Cane Lane.
Wampa! Candy Cane Lane's a classic.
Good pull, because nobody has brought up Candy Cane Lane yet. Is it better than ever this year, or is it just like every other year?
It's good. It's good. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it's better than ever, but...
No, keep it real.
It's good. It's good. It's good. It's a good little ride around their neighborhood. And I'm not going to lie.
And these are houses. This isn't a business. These are people.
But you have to... I know somebody that lived on Candy Cane Lane.
Oh.
It was fascinating to ask them questions. You have to agree to be in.
You got
to
join the cult.
You got to join it and say you're going to light up, or you can't be buying a house.
Oh, you light
up? Right, because the ones that were like dark, I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Oh my gosh. Oh, so there were a couple dark ones. So some people
there was
partaking.
A lot of dark ones, honestly. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. But it was good, though. Because I make everything a vibe. It doesn't matter what's going on.
She brings the light no matter what.
And I just wanted to point out, they do raise money for the Mac Fund for kids with cancer.
Right.
So at least they're doing something positive, you know. And Candy Cane Lane,
they were handing out candy canes for your donation.
Oh, that's cute.
If you don't know where Candy Cane Lane is, there are people who have no idea. It's in West Dallas. It's
off of like 90 something.
92nd in Oklahoma.
Yeah, and it's free. Mm-hmm. You just ride through, look at the light, throw them some money in the bucket, they give you a candy cane.
Yeah. So thank you, Ebony, because I have one more caller we gotta get to. We love you.
Bye.
Y'all are so annoying.
I know, right? Todd in Mequon texted in, said he competed in another pinball tournament. This guy.
This man in pinball.
What is it with him?
I challenge you to a pinball off.
He said at up down at 7 o'clock, bring your sister tonight.
Bet. What? Bet.
I really want to pull up one more person because I feel like he should get some acknowledgement. Carl in Indianapolis. Carl, good morning. How are you?
Mr. Gripos.
Woo! Morning. Buenos dias.
Wampa.
It's been a long time since I've been on the air.
Finally got you back on. Yes, sir.
Carl, I really wanted to bring you on because I'm so proud of you. We're going to leave with this. Look at this, DZ. Carl got a notification from the Audacy app, our free app, AUDACY, that he is one of our top 5% of listeners. Listen to how much Carl listened. He stuck with us 45 weeks in a row this year.
Oh, strong.
He stuck with us. He listened for 183,000 minutes to Kiss FM on the Audacy app.
Stronger.
Carl, we love you so much, Carl. Carl, seriously, thank you.
Bro, we don't even need to know what you did with your weekend.
We don't care.
You were listening to Allie and DZ.
Woo, we love you, Carl.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so DZ, what is the problem today?
I don't even know. No, I'm playing.
Well, we have so many problems, but you know.
Sorry. Oh, not me. In
not
general.
You.
Got it. The Come listener. On. The listener. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant my problems. I was like, where do I start?
Well, I mean, no. This is what would DZ do. So it has been a lot of your problems lately, if I keep it real.
We've had a lot of problems
recently.
Actually,
it's been some. I shouldn't just throw shade. It's been my problems too.
I didn't know you was throwing shade.
Well, I kind of said you've had a lot of problems lately, DZ. Jeez.
Well, I learned from the best. Since we're throwing shade.
Well, thank you. That's an honor. Thank you, sir.
No, Allie, that's not a good thing.
I mean, senor. Okay, so... Espanol, baby.
Wempa, back on Duolingo, I see.
I'm at a Puerto Rican this weekend. I'm not back on Duolingo.
Oh, stories later.
Stories later, everybody. Okay, where
we digress.
We digress. What's the problem on What Would DZ Do Today?
Someone needs help cutting a crush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Sandra wrote in and says, so I work at a store with like a million other people, but there's one guy in particular who's really nice.
Oh.
And I mean really nice. Like nice to look at, and he's just a really nice person. He's the work favorite, no doubt. If I seem lost while I'm doing something, he'll literally come over to my area and help me even if I didn't ask for it.
Oh.
But he doesn't only do that with me. He's like that with everyone. Sometimes he even insists on helping me, though, even if I've said no, I'm fine.
Mm.
Honestly, I don't mind the help. And I like his attention.
Oh.
I'll call it what it is. I have a work crush. He also constantly is trying to joke and make me laugh. I love that. He's like super polite and just warm in general. That's how he is as a person.
Mm.
I'm crushing on him hard, if you can't tell. But
he sounds perfect. So what's wrong with him?
How do I stop? It's not that it's inappropriate for us to date. I just know it can get messy. I have to get over this because I have to see him every day.
Mm-hmm.
Or I need to get a new job ASAP. Help a girl squash this crush quick. No joke.
Well, okay. First of all, DZ, it makes it fun to go to work when you have a crush. Let's be real. I know you're married now for 100 years, but when you have a crush, you want to see them. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, you have to remember that. That's what she's got, that high school
little butterflies.
Thing. She's got that high school thing going on right now. Doesn't it sound like she's like, oh, I don't mind.
Oh, it's a kindergarten crush, no question. Yeah, you're sitting there getting the giddy butterflies in your tummy when you see them and thinking about them, and they're helpful. And
Right, and most people don't want to go to work. So I'm saying, look, it's motivation, it's excitement. However,
I'm sorry, that's not the right motivation for work.
You know how I feel about screwing around with people at work.
Right.
X to the no.
No.
I've done it, and don't ever do it. It's stupid. It's bad.
And
no.
I think Sandra agrees. When she goes, it's I have to see him every day. I don't want things to get messy.
Exactly.
She's making those acknowledgments that it's weird.
It is. Because if it goes bad.
What do you do?
Okay, so what's your advice?
This dude sounds perfect. For real.
That's why I'm saying. What's going on?
Like, I painted a picture of, I don't know who in my brain, but they are an amazing individual, and I find nothing wrong, right? Yeah.
You're saying go for it.
I think
go for it. Are you saying go for it?
Well, listen to me, though. You want to stop this crush? You gotta go for it in a weird way.
Okay.
You have to go for it in the hopes that he rejects you. Because right now, you see nothing wrong with this guy. Hear me out. I see your face. You
look
conflicted.
I'm listening. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you make the move, ask him out, he rejects you, he's going to start to get ugly. Because you're going to go, oh, ew. Oh, you don't want to go, oh, you ain't got nothing you don't like about this dude.
Wait. I have a theory.
Find something you don't like about this dude.
Hold on. I can piggyback off what you're saying.
Go ahead.
What if it's one of those situations where the attention she's getting from him is what's making her feel good? So if he is not making her feel, if he's just
he
says no, he's
make him ugly.
It's not that he's attractive, it's that he's making you feel good, so that's attracting you to him because he's making you.
I'm sure she says he's nice to look at, so he got to be a cutie. I ain't mad at you. Probably a cutie with a booty. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
If and when he rejects you, Sandra, you now have a point to make him ugly. Mm-hmm. Find something you don't like about him, and it might just be the fact that he doesn't want to go out with you. You either are going to figure that out, or you're going to have a new boyfriend. I solved this.
You did not solve this.
And this is easy.
What if he's a flirt? What if he's a flirt and a player?
Oh, he's just coquettish? Ooh.
I was just thinking. Well, he sounds very charming, which to me, when I hear things like that, I've dated enough that I go, con man.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I realize how charming someone is, I'm like,
this boy's a coquette. I said coquette.
I was like, what? Coquette?
He's coquettish. Like, he's very flirty. Like, he's just like, hey, girl, what's up?
We all know guys like that.
Yeah.
And they're very charming, and then you get the wrong idea.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Same thing with women. Women can be charming. It's the same thing.
There's nothing wrong with you're just a charming individual, mm-hmm. but you're going to get rejected if that person's a charming individual, and then you're going to have grounds to go, backtrack.
They were just making me feel good.
They're like, she says they're like this with everybody. He's either flirting with everybody, or you just really think you might have a vibe. Find out.
From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I was laughing because my mic just dropped on the air. Okay.
Allie did not fart on air. It was the mic.
It was the mic falling.
I swear.
Okay, so let's take everyone's calls and texts next. 414-533-1037. Alex in Racine texted in and said, I married my work crush. Sometimes it works out. Granted, it was a college job and not my career. Oh, Alex, dang it.
I don't know if this is a career, but it sounds like it. You work at a store with a million people. Yeah, they sound old enough even though we don't know how old they are. They could be young.
Somebody said, but what if it doesn't get messy? You sound like DZ this morning with the positivity. Because I'm like, well, what if it gets messy?
I'm over here saying, shoot your shot and hopefully you get blocked. They're saying you could end up with the love of your life.
What if? Just what if? I mean, I remember when two of our coworkers 15 years ago got married. They're divorced now.
Yikes.
I said what I said. We'll
big
take
yikes.
Calls and texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
So, she's got a work crush, huh?
Yeah, okay. Sandra's all sappy.
Oh, well, I want to start with Anonymous. She called up and said, I need to be anonymous. I said, you got it. So good morning, Anonymous in Milwaukee. How are you?
Buenos dias.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So should she go after the guy who she thinks has been flirting with her? We're not even sure. He's just helpful at work,
he's
right?
He's just a good guy at this point, yeah. But she's crushing, G.
He loves his job, maybe.
And she's loving him, for sure.
So Anonymous, I'm assuming you've been down this road before?
Ooh.
Yeah. So the way I look at things, I'm older, maybe older than this person. I don't know. I'm not quite 40, but I'm almost there. And it's like, I just say, like, take the chance because, like, what's the worst that's going to happen? He's going to say no. So
right.
That's what happened to me. I asked someone out. They said, give me some time. And then a few months later, I went home with my work crush at a work party.
Wait. Hold on. What do you mean, give me time? Were they in a relationship? Cut to it.
Oh. No, he was like getting out of a relationship.
Oh, so he was in a relationship. He was in one. This is why we're... I was wondering why we were anonymous. This is a shady story, by the way.
Why?
Because he was still in a relationship. That's why she wants to be anonymous.
She just said he was getting out
of
a relationship.
Out, not out. Getting out.
You're making some assumptions about these people's
lives.
Say
your name! What? Getting out is not out. Is out.
Was he out or was he getting out?
Was he living with the person? Was he? What was going on? They weren't.
Okay, so she was squatting in his house.
Oh, I've heard this story before. They're still living together, DZ.
But I have sources that have verified that she was indeed squatting. So whatever, it's fine. So,
fair enough.
But
I went home with him a few months later at a work party, and we're still together.
Sorry, boom. FBI Allie was trying to cut holes in your story. I'll stop.
she had the loophole. Right? She was like,
you know me. I'm like, say it into the light. Look into the light and answer the question.
I'm over here just supporting. Like, good for y'all, man.
Well, that's the show. Yeah. You're positive. I'm negative. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah. Allie and DZ.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Anonymous, so you say shoot your shot, though. Shoot it.
All right.
I did definitely say shoot your shot, but it won't come without crippling anxiety while you're at work. So just remember that part.
Well, with all that going on, of course, that would be anxious because your coworkers are going to know something. Yeah, I get it.
Chicken, wow,
yeah,
wow.
So I think,
that's
so
the
we
anxiety.
Didn't tell anybody,
yeah.
We still haven't told anybody. So, but people saw us, but like we just laid it off. Like,
well, just own it. Own it.
Do y'all still work together?
If nothing's going on,
yeah, we
own
do.
It. I can't.
Whoa.
With this.
Okay, Anonymous.
I cannot with you two. All right, well, enjoy your affair. We'll talk to you later.
Shoot the shot. Bye.
What the hell? You're going to hide me? Hell no. Okay.
Yo, I don't know what just happened.
That was a wild one, man. Okay, let's go to, you know what? Let's go to Lisa in West Allis, our private eye.
Oh, she going to have some ideas. Oh, she going to have some ideas.
Oh, boy. Lisa.
Good morning.
Morning.
Somebody texted in, yeah, it's shady, but I'm here for it.
Well, before I did secret spy work by myself all day, I actually did retail investigations. Uh-huh. And let me tell you,
what?
Retail stores are one big cesspool. So,
I feel that. I believe relationships, that. People dating one another. Oh, yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever watched the show Superstore? That's what it's like.
No, I have not.
Actually.
I don't even know.
I've heard of it.
Cool.
But yeah.
Funny.
Well,
it's funny.
Somebody texted in and said work and relationships don't go together. So where are you standing on this, Lisa? What do you think she should do?
Honestly, like if she really wants to get over him, but it doesn't sound like she does, I say just be like, want to hang out later and see what happens. And exactly, you know, what somebody else was saying, then she'll get over it if he turns her down or depending on how it goes. Just live your life and take those chances.
Take a risk.
Yeah, people are so afraid to just speak up and do what they're feeling. Like, just do it. You're not going to get fired. If your work allows you to date, then date.
Try it.
Take a chance. Do it. Don't sit there and hide in a corner and, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Well, the anxiety is that they're going to want to date, try something. If it doesn't work out, now it's mad awkward.
Well, and in the land of overthinkers, which I exist in,
welcome.
And I work really hard at therapy to not be, but it still I am. When you overthink and you don't communicate, you then create scenarios in your head.
Yeah.
And I know this from life experience.
1,001 scenarios, too.
I have so many scenarios in my head that probably don't exist because of my overthinking. So I would say that we got to find out what reality is. So that's why I agree with shoot your shot. Because she might be on another planet right now in her mind.
And he's got zero interest.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a nice guy.
Find out.
Just nonchalantly be like, want to hang out? See what happens. What? If he says no, then you're done.
Sandra, you got to say it like that, though. Want to hang out?
And then if he brings his girl, it'll be really uncomfortable.
He said, Or he's like, oh, yeah, sure, if my boyfriend can come. I die, bro. I die.
That's hysterical.
All right. No.
All right. Well, have a good day, Lisa. We love you.
You too. Bye. I love you more.
Aw. That was sweet.
Hold on, right?
Talk to me.
Because listen to this random theory.
Yeah.
How do you potentially find ugly qualities within somebody you find absolutely beautiful? Can you think, like, if this guy is helping everybody,
what's the way to do it?
Can you get yourself jealous, per se, over something that doesn't matter?
And yeah, but jealousy doesn't help.
And I'm not saying jealous, but find something that's like, oh, he helps somebody too much. He's too helping. He wouldn't be good in a relationship for me.
Oh, find the way to get turned off.
Spin the negative.
In your mind.
Find all of those turnoffs that you like and find a way to hate all of them.
Oh my gosh, I just sent my friend a reel this weekend because she's in love with this guy who is a loser and he's not good looking either. She knows who she is and she's listening. And I sent her this reel about putting people on a pedestal when you love them and then when they're not, you don't love them anymore and you see them for who they are. You go, ew. And so I sent it to her and I go, this is you and him. And she goes, and I go, you've outgrown him. He's not cute anymore. And she goes, oh, I get it now. It's the same thing.
You gotta
see them for who they are. And I don't want to say this guy's a bad guy.
No.
This guy might actually be a really great guy.
Or spin him for who you want him to be, realistically. In this sense, it's spinning him. Because right now he seems like a perfect catch. And we're telling you to shoot your shot. But if you don't want to do that, find things that you dislike about what you do like in him. And then he'll turn ugly.
Quote of the day from our text. If you can't get under him, get over him. Okay, let's go to Emily in Milwaukee. I cannot with you guys. Oh my God.
Emily, bail us out.
Emily, first of all,
Good morning.
I just want to say happy birthday because I saw on Instagram yesterday you had a birthday, Emily.
Happy birthday.
Thanks,
how old are you?
25.
Nice. Oh, that's you. Your car insurance.
Your car insurance.
Get off that.
Look at you getting your own health care.
Yeah, one more year.
One more year. All right, Emily.
Milk it, girl.
Do you have advice for this person who likes their coworker?
Yeah, someone in the tech took mine. I was going to say, if you can't get under him, or the best way to get over someone is get under them.
Oh,
I almost went a different way.
You guys. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I cannot believe we're halfway through December.
We're running through this bad boy for real.
Crazy, man.
I mean, we're T-minus less than 10 days from Xmas.
Jeez. Yeah, Christmas is next Wednesday.
And we T-minus 24 hours from your surgery.
That's right.
BBL.
I told DZ.
BBL.
I said I didn't realize what I'm getting done is a BBL because
I've been saying it this whole time.
I know, but I thought a butt lift like had to have an implant in it. I didn't realize you could do a BBL and there's no implant. It's just literally they're doing you just like when I had a breast lift and an arm lift.
Yeah.
And people get thigh lifts. I'm getting a butt lift, and it's and then they'll pull it up, get rid of that skin, and there is a fat. They kind of move stuff around to reconstruct it. So I just always thought you had to have an implant. And this is why we're going to have the plastic surgeons on to ask these kinds of questions.
I got questions you can't answer for me.
You asked me some stuff and I go, I have no idea.
I don't know. That's surgery question. That's some Grey's Anatomy stuff right there, bruh. For real. Because and now peeling back the curtain.
Yeah.
The BBL, for me, my whole life, as far as I've always known about BBLs, it stands for Brazilian butt lift.
Correct.
I thought that the Brazilian part was the whole experience where you either get the implant or the transfer or whatever.
And a fat transfer. Mm-hmm.
The specific type of procedure that was done. So if a BBL is just like the blanket name for the procedure, now I really got questions for the doctors.
Yeah, now I want to know, do you guys put in the implants? Is that what happens? Is that a thing?
Why is there no USBL?
Because I posted on Facebook. You're nuts.
Why? It's a genuine question.
I posted a picture on Facebook yesterday because I went to get a toilet riser because Karen in Tishigan, one of our regulars, Karen in Tishigan, she lost 200 pounds and she's had every skin removal done on the planet.
That's right.
And so she has been telling me all this. She's like, get a toilet riser because you're not going to want to bend down as far and I'm tall.
Oh,
like to
a rise, spacer.
Like for old people kind of, or when you have a surgery.
A booster seat for the toilet.
Well, yes, a booster seat. Thank you. So I posted a picture with me buying the booster seat for the toilet.
And they sell those?
At Walgreens, yeah.
What?
Right in the section with the walkers and the old people stuff.
Oh, I guess I've never looked.
Because why would you look?
I'm going to need a cane soon enough. I should be in that aisle. Who are my problems, bro?
They're right next to the canes, DZ.
Got it.
But yeah, so I posted this picture and this girl girl commented, which was really interesting, who didn't lose weight but had a BBL. And I was like, oh, tell me more. And she's like, I just wanted my butt. She said I had a pancake butt. So I went in and did it electively and tried to and she said, I think she didn't get the implants, but I think they moved fat from like her somewhere to her butt, you know,
to reshape
it. They fixed
her flapjack booty.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, because I was asking so many questions. I was like, well, what if you move the fat from the thigh to the butt and then you lose weight, right? Like, what happens? And
are
like,
you going
to
lose that fat?
They're like, the fat cells, they stay in that spot. That's the thing. You move the fat cells. And I was like, ah, I was doing all this in my pre-op asking all these random questions.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get a BBL and then lose the BL, you know, get an LBL.
The good thing is if you transfer, let's say, the fat from my saddlebags, which is the plan because they're so deformed in that area, and you move it to the back, well, those fat cells are at least now going to grow in my butt, not on the side.
Not on the side.
So that does fix the reconstruction part, which again, there's so much we could talk about, and we will after Am I the Jerk. I have so many things to tell you because it's my last day and for the year, and then we'll be back. You're going to be here.
I'll be here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be live.
You better be here for DZ. And I may call in. My sister may call in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to wink, but it's not going well.
No, they heard it. the pause said enough. I might call in.
Honestly, my sister's coming to town today, and she'll be here. So, you know, there'll be plenty of updates on the show, and that's where you're going to have to get them.
Well, now you know I'm just going to have to bug you and call you on air since you're out here trying to wink about calling
in. Or just call Penny, and I'll be knocked out anyway.
We're going to call you.
Call me. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, what's up, guys?
I'll be like, Allie, don't curse. We're on air. Allie, don't curse. Oh, dumb button. dumb button. Dang it, Allie.
Well, we'll talk about it more after Am I the Jerk? And we have Dancing with the Stars Live. It's coming to town. And so we have tickets as well after Am I the Jerk? They're coming. It's coming to the Miller High Life Theater. So tickets for that.
Can I tell you a random guilty pleasure?
Yes.
I want to be on Dancing with the Stars.
I thought you were going to say you watch it.
No, I don't.
And I didn't know.
No, I just want to be on the show.
Well, then can I tell you something?
What?
I competed in a local Dancing with the Stars for charity. And
what?
This was in 2007. I'll never forget it. It was so much fun. I had to practice with a professional for weeks.
Yeah.
And I performed at the Pfister in a ballroom in front of lots of people. And I don't know if they still do that, but if they do, we're going to find out.
Let's get in touch.
And you should be in that.
Let's get in touch.
It's for local celebrities. So I'm like, you have to do it.
I want to.
And then you go and you pick a dance. The worst part is I can't remember what dance I did.
You don't remember the routine?
No. Is it a waltz? It's on YouTube somewhere, but I can't find it. I tried to find it one time and couldn't find it.
I would go crazy.
I don't know if it was a waltz or what.
I know. I'd go crazy. I want to do it.
Let me do the salsa.
I'd snap. Oh, yeah. I'd snap. We'd go off.
All right. This is one of my New Year's resolutions. Get DZ on a local Dancing with the Stars.
Mine too.
I'm in. Mine too. Maybe we should need to get you a
It's my thing to do.
Hey, Fred Astaire, pull up.
How you going to make a resolution to have me do something?
I don't know.
It's my resolution.
Fine. I took your resolution. I added it to my list.
We're together on this regardless.
Well, we're both together on Am I the Jerk today because our DZ and I, the jerk, this is the first combined ever.
Uh-oh.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
DZ did not volunteer to be on Am I the Jerk, but he's with me and he better own it with me because we're going to own it together. Dang it.
Yep, I guess so. Here we go. Here we go, hand in hand.
The Am I the Jerk today is written by yours truly and DZ.
Yep.
Because I found out DZ actually agrees with me. Are we the jerks for regifting things at the holidays that either other people gave us or, well, honestly, I was going to say that you get for free, but everything that people give you are free.
Technically, gifts are free.
Anything people give you is free. So whether someone hands you, let's say I handed Ryan in Calabama a country Christmas pass.
Oh, passes. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't pay for that.
No.
I gave him that. I got that for free, and then I gave it to him.
Yeah.
But it was from the heart, Ryan and Ashley, if you're listening.
You thought of him when you gave it to
him.
It'd be something fun for him and the fam to do.
Exactly. And then you and I started talking, and I was like, DZ, am I the jerk if I re-gift things? And you were like, no.
Nah.
So that's why I threw you under the bus with me, because I know you're on my page. But why waste? Why not recycle and reuse? Is it less heartfelt when you re-gift something?
I mean,
honestly, because it feels like it might be. And it I feel is. Like some people are going to go, no, you're not putting any work into it. You're just re-gifting?
I hate to call ourselves out, but it is. It's thoughtless.
It is thoughtless.
It's unappreciative, right? It's a little self-centered in a way to say, I'll never use this. I'm never going to. So I'm just going to give it to somebody else. What you're doing is pawning off something you didn't want and giving it to somebody you think will use it. Great in concept, but in a nutshell, we are being jerky. I hate to
say
it.
And this is where I kind of go, hold on though. I don't think we are, because let's say I re-gift, I don't know, something that's $25, mm-hmm. a really, really nice candle.
Right.
I'm thinking they're really going to use that and love that. And to me, that's the thought. Is like, I'm not going to use it, but I just know it's going to make them happy.
But then you give them the gift and they hate the smell.
Oh, well, nobody said they were going to hate the smell.
But I'm saying, then they re-gift it, right? You're thinking you're giving it to somebody, oh, they're going to love this, and they don't.
If they re-gift it, then I'm really not the jerk. I was trying to say the opposite. Oh, and one way of what you were saying
is
we're not the jerks, because technically we did put thought into it. Yeah. I'm going, I don't want this, but this would make them happy. So to me, going, hey, Ryan, this is going to make your family happy. Happy. That was thoughtful to me, even though I didn't pay for that.
Yeah.
I gave him my one extra.
I get what you're saying.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but let me flip it back to you.
Okay. Talk to me.
We are the jerks. Because.
Why are you doing this to us? Dang it.
Well, because
whose side are you on?
I don't know anymore.
This is hysterical. Okay, go on. We are the jerks. Because.
I'm thinking of how much intention I search for gifts for people. Mm. The people in my life. When I'm shopping for you, I am shopping for you. So if regardless of the monetary value of $5, $10, $100, $1,000, I thought of you and particularly picked it because I thought you would enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think of your personality. Mm-hmm. I think of your cues. I think of who you are.
So you.
So when I feel like I got you something that I know you're going to like or think you're going to like and you don't and you re-gift it, I'm kind of crushed because I'm going, oh, I don't know you how I thought I did. Right. Yikes. Mm-hmm. Yikes. Mm-hmm. I internalize that. You'll never hear it from you. You'll never know it from me, actually.
Yeah.
But I internalize the presents that don't get liked because I could usually tell. I'm a great judge of character, especially when I'm given a present.
Yeah, you can tell if they like it.
You see it in their face. Oh, yeah. So when I see it in your face that you don't like it, it hurts. It does.
Man.
It does.
Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. If it's unopened and unused, it's going to someone who will use it and appreciate it. Okay.
I hear it, but is that true?
Somebody else texted in and said, no gifts for y'all, you re-gifters. Oh.
Ow. Personalized gifts are different.
Yikes.
If it's something that you made for me, that's not going anywhere. But perfect example, man. And I'm sure my guy, I'll hear this later because I know they listen.
Uh-huh.
Years back, one of my friends gifted me a cigar humidor.
Okay.
Like a little cigar box.
Okay.
I don't smoke cigars.
Oh, right.
It was like this is really cool. Thank you. I appreciate it.
But what am I going to do with this?
What am I ever going to do with this?
And he's thinking, it's a cool guy gift.
It's a guy gift.
And you're like, yeah, but I don't smoke cigars.
And I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
Right? Could I keep other stuff in there? Yeah, but I wasn't interested in doing none of that, bruh. So I was like, I don't need to keep anything fresh in this box.
Mm-hmm.
So the present stayed fresh in its box for like a good year. And then I was scrambling because I forgot to buy a present for a homie, casually smoked cigars.
And you gave him the cigar box.
Gave him the cigar box.
I think that works, honestly. It made sense in my mind, the way you just told that story.
Yeah.
Catherine in Waukesha texted in and said, not the jerk. Once it's gifted to you, it's yours.
Fair.
Yeah, but.
The point stands of, are we jerks for not caring about the gift and its intention?
We're not trying.
I'm not even giving it the chance. Could I have found a use for some of the gifts that I've regifted? Sure. Yes, I could have.
Autumn in Waukesha texted in and said, I think returning or exchanging is the non-jerk thing to do. If you don't like what you're gifted, you can get something you do like, and in an indirect way, that person still got you that gift, saying almost like that's why they make gift receipts.
I feel that.
They're saying, take back what they got you, but that would hurt my feelings. I'd rather you just regift it and not tell me you took it back.
You would?
I don't want to know.
I don't know how I feel about
that.
Don't
tell me I got you a bad gift. I'm going to feel worse.
I'd rather you take it, pretend like you love it,
kind
and use
of.
It, and then give it to somebody
kind
else,
of.
Or keep it in the closet. Because if you go and exchange it, then I'm really going, oh, I didn't have confidence in the gift I gave you at all.
Thank you. See?
I hear where you're at.
I don't want to. It's like, I want to look the other way. I don't want to know, man.
Oh, I'd be mortified if I. And then you're at the store at the same time, and they're exchanging the gift you got them.
Oh!
Dead.
Punch me in the throat right now. I mean, I would die. I would die. No, thank you.
Oh,
absolutely not. Okay, 414-533-1037. Now you can text or you can call. Now, Lindsay in Grafton says not the jerk. We're on a roll right now with the people texting in. Whether you paid for it or not, it's all about the thought. You realize someone else would better love the gift than yourself.
That's not what I was doing. I just didn't need it in my house.
Well, DZ and I are both on the same page. We re-gift.
We're re-gifters. Are we the jerks for re-gifting?
Let's just take your calls and text next.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Hi, it's us.
We're the problem, it's us.
Thank you. DZ and I want to know if we're the jerks for being re-gifters, because sometimes I re-gift things that, well, I didn't pay for any of them, really. If it was a gift, I didn't pay for any of it.
I really want to know, is Allie the jerk for looping me into this when I didn't agree to it?
You agreed on a text, don't lie.
Dang it, you're right. No, you're right, you got me, you're right.
I texted DZ this weekend, I said, am I the jerk for re-gifting? And he was like, I do it. And I said, we're on the same page. Hello, Monday, here we are.
I didn't know this is what you meant.
This is what I meant. Okay, let's go to the callers and see what they have to say. Let's start with Ashley in Kenosha this morning. Hi, Ashley.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right, give it to us. And I didn't ask which way you're going to go. I wanted to find out on the air, and I don't want anyone to be afraid to tell us the truth.
For real, though. Say what you trust.
Keep it real.
You are not the jerk. So,
checks in the mail.
Yep. So if you get a gift and you don't like it, I don't want it sitting in your closet, you know, just wasting space. Like, I spend my good hard money on it. So either you use it and give it to someone else, or I always try to give the gift receipt so that they can return it to the store and get something that they like.
Sometimes
I'm wrong, you know?
That's fair. And you're not like me, where you don't feel that in your heart, where you're like, oh, I just suck at getting presents. That's not normal?
No.
Oops.
I'm just like, maybe I messed up on that
one.
So.
You could also have that. We could also talk about on this show, are gift cards unthoughtful? Because I'm a gift card person now, because I don't want to make someone, I'm going, you know what you want better than I know what you want.
I've never re-gifted a gift card, I'll tell you that.
Honestly, thank you. See, so that's the other thing. When I give gift cards, sometimes I'm like, am I being unthoughtful? But
because you're just leaving it up to them. They got a whole Amazon cart full of stuff that they're waiting to buy. And
it's the same as them returning a gift and getting what they want. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or you're at least throwing $50 towards the thing that they do want. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're talking me off the ledge. All right.
Well,
appreciate it, Ashley.
I love it. Ashley,
yeah, no problem. Day one. I'm going to call in tomorrow. I'm going to get a theme song.
Boom. We believe in you tomorrow's day, too.
Get it, girl.
All right. Bye. Have a week.
You too. Bye. She said have a good week. Like, we're not going to talk to you tomorrow. You mean have a good rest of the day. Talk to you tomorrow.
Come on now.
And we also say love you. Bye.
Exactly. Love you. Bye. That's one way to get a theme song. Let's go to Noelle in Heartland because it tis the season.
Noelle. Please don't hang up.
I love it.
I was going to say, either one of two ways. You either love us or you're going to hang up.
Yeah,
please don't hang up.
Pretty much. And I'm working on my singing if you've been listening
to
the show.
I would never hang up.
Aww.
Well, we would. So.
That makes
one of us. But anyway, Noelle, it's not out of love. We love you. It's just because we're on a time crunch, okay? It's got nothing to do with you. Nothing personal, I promise.
Of course.
All right, so Noelle in Heartland, are we the jerks? Go.
I'm going to say no, but only if you're re-gifting something that you actually genuinely think that other person would like, then I don't see a problem with it. Ah. If you're really not putting any thought into it, then maybe. But, I mean, if you're not going to use it,
then what's the big deal?
If you think somebody else would, then you might as well.
Okay.
I hear it. I do hear it.
Everybody's agreeing with us. So is everybody a re-gifter out there?
We must be.
We're not alone. Are you a re-gifter, Noelle?
Be honest.
I've done it maybe once or twice.
Great.
Oh, she's not a re-gift. Dang it. We shouldn't have asked.
Dang it. I thought everybody was like us, and they're not. Shoot.
Noelle.
They're not like us.
Noelle's much better than us.
Shoot.
Well, Christmas is my season, obviously. So.
Obviously.
Noelle, we love you. Have a great day.
Love you too. Have a good day.
Bye. All right. Tomorrow's day too.
That's right. Greg in Greenfield said, not the jerk. You're giving the gift to someone who may appreciate it a lot more than you. Oh, and Allie is the jerk.
call two different answers.
No one wants to hear about all this free stuff. It's the perk of my job, Greg. Let me live. Don't make me pull the single mom card.
You act like we don't pay for plenty, bro.
Well,
what?
And you act like we don't pay taxes on stuff, too. Give me a break. We pay for a lot of things.
You know, ain't nothing in life free.
That's actually, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Nothing is free in life, that's for sure. Let's go to our boy in Sheboygan, Santino. I have to do a public apology, by the way. You missed this, DZ. I left Santino. Hi, allow me to apologize because I left Santino, I kid you not, on hold for 30 minutes the other day.
And he held?
And he actually held on because he was driving to Milwaukee for something from Sheboygan. And I'm like, dude, he's like, and then he finally texted me and said, you left me on hold for 30 minutes.
What a savage.
I'm so sorry, Santino.
Our bad, bro.
Welcome to the show.
Last week was crazy. Good morning.
Hi. You know what? And I get it. I really appreciate the apology, and she made her wrong a right.
Thank you.
She apologized because Calabama came in and stole the show, so it's okay.
He said it's okay.
Shots fired.
And he did bring his presence, though, so I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. There's proof. Proof is there.
Ryan got the time. Sorry. Ryan threw me for a loop. Okay, Santino, but are we the jerk?
You get the time now.
Yeah, it's your time. Hi. The kids.
There's layers to this because If I give a gift, okay, baby. If I give a gift, I'm like, DZ, it's personal, it's intimate.
Yeah.
So it means something because it's something that they might have said to me, and like, oh man, I wish I had this. And yep. I'm like, okay, I remember that. I got you.
Yep. I'm following. Yep.
Yeah. So, but then on the other side of the spectrum is you just got me a sweater that I already have, or if you gave me a Detroit Lions hoodie or something I already have. Well, I probably won't give it away, but
well,
I'll
that,
give it
you should
to
light
somebody.
That thing on fire. I mean, but yeah, I'm just saying, whatever.
Listen,
I don't care.
Watch
them all of a sudden. I don't care if they're good all of a sudden.
At this rate, it's Lion Pride, man. I don't even know no more,
Everyone
bro.
Everyone has to cheer for them because they're going to get a movie called Miracle. A Miracle 2. Miracle 2 it's going to be called for the Lions.
Listen, Allie, you can't give an apology and then come throwing shots, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Fair. You know, Santino received. I'm working on bettering myself. Received.
But he hasn't answered yet. Are we or are we not the jerks? Is it a vacuum or not? Nah?
It's a vacuum. Not a jerk. Not a jerk. I can't let y'all fall on that sword like that. I mean, I really haven't. I can't say that. I have regifted white elephant gifts before. I mean, there's something, the gift that keeps on giving.
Those are fun, but nothing
personal that somebody's given me.
I guess it matters. Yeah, if you give me a monogram hat with my name on it, I'm not going to give it to somebody else. You right.
Fair enough.
But Allie, you are the jerk for stealing and regifting my time to somebody else. How about that?
Received. And you know what? I'll remember that next time. Blame Ryan. Call him. I don't have time for this right now. You two fight amongst yourselves. You and Ryan from Calabama got to go fight on your own.
Well, I'll let you later, Santino.
Love,
brother.
All right, love you guys.
Bye.
Be great.
Peace. Be good, be great, be kind.
Whoever texted in, Allie's the jerk for that high note. Ow, my ears. You want another one?
Hey, dog, you can hit that. You can hit that.
That was bad. Let me try again.
Never mind. Screw it.
Let's give away Dancing with the Stars live tickets, and I'll stop torturing people with my awful voice.
Thank you.
You thought my voice was low. Joke's on you guys.
These dancers get lower.
Oh, I like what you did there. 414-533-1037. Dancing with the Stars live coming to the Miller High Life Theater, and we're sending you, if you're caller 33.
I like it.
414-533-1037. And that's the number to call. Good luck. Kiss FM. Yes, we're going to talk about my surgery happening this week. 103.7 Kiss FM. But hold on. We got to give away tickets first, dude.
But first things first, yeah.
First things first. And we are giving away all this week around this time. Dancing with the Stars Live is coming to town to the Miller High Life Theater in February. February 12th, to be exact. So this is another good gift if someone in your family loves the show, you know?
I wasn't aware of how many people really rock with DWTS. There's a whole squad. Like, I'm talking about fandom for Dancing with the Stars.
Well, and here's what's interesting about it. You know how, like, back in the day, the celebrities were the stars?
Yeah.
Now the professional dancers, because we've watched them for so many years, we know most of them.
Is that what the show's going to evolve to, just being real dancers now?
A lot of it is, I'm telling you. Well, guess...
Oh, then definitely get me on the show.
Dude, guess who is on the phone right now? You're never going to believe who caller 33 is.
Who?
David in Maguanago or East Troy, whatever. Which town does he...
David in Maguanago, David?
Got his own theme song, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one.
This one.
David!
Good morning.
Good morning. Where, Papa?
Buenos dias. Good
what's
morning.
Up, what's up? What's up?
Hi. You're caller 33.
Woo. Yeah.
Go, David.
Go, David.
It's funny because I actually won these last year, too.
No way.
Back to back year. He's a repeat winner. Son, I was going to say, didn't you
Something's
win something?
What's going on?
I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to be wrong, but bruh, in my head, I was like, didn't he win something like this before?
Weird.
Huh? Whoa.
Weird. And he liked it, so he wants to go again. So you're going again.
He's a fan.
That's okay. Right.
He's a fan. He's a fan. He's a fan.
He is a fan. You're going February, what I say, 12th?
Yeah.
That's the date at Miller High Life Theater.
Dancing with the Stars fan.
Ooh, you got two tickets. Congratulations, David.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Thank you.
A little date night because you know a couple days after.
Well, you're hooked up, and somebody's going to be in touch. All right, David?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Man, congrats. You're welcome, brother. Have a great day.
I'm so excited for him. Bye. You can hang up on him. It's fine.
I was going to say, it's David. We know
it's David. I got everything in here. We're good to go.
He knows how to reach us. He's the theme song holder.
He is the theme song holder, which is hard. You got to call 5 days in a row in order to, you know, do the theme song thing. Okay.
He cracked the code, clearly.
He did. Well, DZ, time to reset, because now we gave away the Dancing with the Stars. We did Am I the Jerk?
Yeah.
And tomorrow at this time, I will be arriving in Glendale. Illum has many locations, and they do the surgeries. Last time I was in Waukesha and getting my surgery.
Right.
And so tomorrow's the big day. I get to have my final surgery. And so there's so much to talk about, so many questions. Now, the doctors are going to come on after in January. We'll talk about it with them, and we can ask whatever we want.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No holds bars.
They didn't agree to that, but I did. I threw them under the bus and said, yeah, docs, they're awesome. They're so fun. So, and they're all welcome to come on because, you know, some of them specialize in different stuff, and I love hearing what they're good at, you know?
Well, and maybe we've got questions. Like, mm-hmm. I say that, like me, I've got questions for things and services that you haven't received.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I might be able to ask them something about personal interest.
Well, I'm going
to
leave my friend's name out of this because it's her personal stuff, but a friend of mine came with me and asked about a breast reduction because she's got back issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so she came with me and was asking a lot of questions. That's something I'm never going to need. However, a lot of women do.
Yeah, no, 100%.
And I've kind of learned going to Illum is that I always thought, let me just open the door and keep it really real. I always thought, you know, 20 years ago, let's say, I'd be like, plastic surgery.
Cliche almost.
And this is why I say never. I also never thought I'd lose 150 pounds and keep it off this long and need the skin removal. But they do so much reconstructive for people in accidents, people that have skin cancer, people that have breast cancer. I mean, we have a friend who, you know, had to go through all of that when she found out she had the BRCA gene. So the more I get to know them, the more I realize this is not just superficial work. This is really good. They help a lot of people.
It's not just nip tuck.
No,
it's not 90210. It's not just the Hollywood, nose job, rhinoplasty, lips filler, cheek implants.
And
that's not what it is.
They'll tell you that's the rewarding part of it, I think, a lot of the times. And even the weight loss patients are rewarding for them. We've talked about that because, you know, we just really appreciate it because I've been bigger and it's like, oh, I've got a second chance at being my best self. And that's awesome.
Can I tell you the difference that it feels for me between a skin removal surgery from weight loss and a rhinoplasty nose job?
Mm-hmm.
You're born with that nose, right? It's something that has bothered you and you want to change. Mm-hmm. So you change it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
But there wasn't really anything that happened to you. You just have a big nose, right? You made but
that
you,
sounds
you,
funny, yeah.
You just have a big nose and you wanted to fix it, so you got it fixed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When you go through a journey like losing 150 pounds, keeping it off, you go through a journey, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like you just wake up every day with that nose. Like, no, you lose the weight that you wanted to lose, and now you don't have that.
It, yeah.
You worked for it, and now you have this extra skin that you don't need, realistically.
Mm-hmm.
You go through a different progression. I think mentally it's a different progression because you have this daily reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, back to the nose. The nose is there, but that's the nose you were born with.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. The nose you were born with, the body we create
but
for ourselves
sometimes.
You could
also say that I did it to myself. See, you could say I did this to myself by overeating. Granted, I've been to enough therapy to know that it was a symptom and I was coping with food and I have a food addiction, but it's changeable and I worked through it. And it's one of the things I'm proud of that I've been able to learn that discipline, because that's what it is. It's discipline, you guys. I don't know. It's discipline. I don't know what else to say.
For me,
to each their own. I don't care what you get done.
For me, it is the discipline, but it's the difference of it is changeable. Mm-hmm. You had to make that change, though. Mm-hmm. Since you made that change, now you are rewarding yourself with the skin removal surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really change anything about your nose or your face. Or your right. So then you go, okay, I do want to get this done. It's more of an elective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's where I feel there might be a difference in how this feels
for people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I feel that for sure. And pun intended. So tomorrow it's happening, because the reality is I've lost 150 pounds. I lost it from 2018 to 2019. It was all food changes, by the way, because
mm-hmm.
I know people, if you don't, I'm just going to reset the whole story since it's my last day. Because there are people that come in that have just found our show, you know, that don't know some of this stuff. Let me tell you.
There's some people that don't know that you live the keto lifestyle, mm-hmm. lost 150 pounds, and are now on the verge of making one of the greatest changes you've made in your life.
It's so exciting. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So, reset. So I lose 150 pounds. 2019 now. I've now lost it. I keep it off. I keep it off through COVID, which I was proud of myself. And let me just say, I'm not judging anybody with the discipline. I just want to throw this out there, because there are other areas in my life I don't have discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Men. I said what I said. So I'm just going to say we all have our things, okay?
Men.
You know. So I'm just saying, even though I am disciplined with my workout and my food, I'm not judging, and I don't want to ever repeat anybody to think that. Do you, boo?
No, good PSA
do
for that.
Boo,
for
do
sure.
you, boo, whatever.
For sure.
So I figure out that, okay, I've figured out the food thing. I'm disciplined, but it does not go without work. I go to therapy, I work out, and I eat right, okay? So I've been working out in the gym now, and 2022 rolls around, and I'm realizing that no matter how much I work out, all this skin's hanging from my
still
arms,
there.
And I can't get toned. So I go, you know what? I'm going to go talk to him. I go to a Loom. It ends up being a great experience. I got an arm lift. I got a tummy tuck, and I had a breast lift and augmentation, because there was literally this pocket of skin hanging from my boob, my little A booby. I said what I said.
2 years ago now.
2 years ago. And I'm 5'11". I'm close to 200. I mean, I'm 5'11", dude. So I needed, I was trying to make my body, it makes sense, right? So that's why I chose to
that's
get
the word I was
that's
to...
why I chose to get, proportion.
You wanted to be proportionate.
That's why I got the augmentation as well, not just the lift. Mm-hmm. To each their own.
Mm-hmm.
So then I move on with my life. I get done. I recover. I've spent 2 years recovering from that. And this summer was the first summer I felt back to myself. I was wearing a bikini. I was so proud. I was like, okay, I'm comfortable with my body again. Because you got to get through the weird surgery part of it all. And,
well, the healing.
The healing and the numbness and all that. And it goes away eventually.
And it's not just, I understand this because of, you know, surgeries my wife has had. It's not just once you're healed considerably, quote unquote, medically. No, you could have nerves misfiring for years, for months, for however long.
Well, and they keep it real with me, you know, the doctors and the doctors at Loom. They've even said, listen, Allie, just because you have surgery, let's say, well, like last time it was in October, they said, you may not be healed until next summer. It can be up to 8 months to a year. These people that want to get a surgery and a month later be like, I'm going to be in a bikini. Well, slow down. Slow down.
Good luck.
You slow down, people. It takes time. It takes time. So now it's been 2 years since that surgery, and it kind of got to the place where it was like, am I going to do anything else? Or am I going to do the bottom half?
Or am I done?
But as someone who carries all their weight on the bottom half, I was like, it's now or never, because I have this layer of skin, and I wear these tight compression Fabletics pants you see me in every day all the time at the gym, and people will be like, what's wrong with your butt? And I'm like, do you know I have the highest compression on right now to hold it all in? Like, I'm literally...
You'd never notice.
You would never
with
know.
With pants and technology.
I'll take my pants off and let's go. See, now you'll understand when you see my body.
Said I'll take my pants.
I mean, and it doesn't look horrible. I wore a bikini this summer, but I was cringing at my legs
and
my butt.
It's about how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not look bad to anybody else, but when you're sitting there looking at yourself and you can see the quote-unquote problem areas, it's horrible for us.
And I now have this kind of layer of skin, and I have it in videos, which I will post at some point, my before and after. doctors. I have this layer of skin you can see when I'm working out, kind of around the bottom of my butt cheek and my leg. And I can feel it as well when I sit down.
It's vacant skin.
I can feel it. I roll on it. Yeah. It's really weird.
I remember you telling me.
Yeah, I can feel it like rolling all. I'm like, ugh, that's skin. Like, ugh, that's not even fat. That's skin, man.
I got a question.
Yeah.
And you could decide if you want to answer now or later.
Tell me.
You kind of alluded to the fact that you hit a point where we're going, I'm either going to do something or I'm gonna done.
I'm done.
What made you officially pull the trigger and go, bam, let's do it?
Oh, that's a great question. You know what? I actually have an answer for that.
All right, what is it?
I'll tell you next.
Oh, my.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. So if you're just tuning in, I'm sorry, you've missed quite a bit.
We've been busy.
Very busy. And we're talking about my upcoming surgery tomorrow at Allume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. Not an ad, but it could be. Yes, I paid for my surgery. Everybody likes to assume all these things. And they ask some of the most inappropriate questions. So screw y'all. You know I tell the truth.
Well,
Leave me alone.
They ask inappropriate questions because they know we will answer them willingly.
I do endorse them. Like, full disclosure, because I believe in them. And
yeah,
I've
had work
done there. Like, no kidding. Yes, I endorse Allume. And I believe in them. And I will continue to.
Surgery wasn't free, though.
Hell no, y'all. If only it worked that way. We're not allowed.
Be lovely, wouldn't it?
That's another topic for another day.
Y'all anyway, don't understand some of the inner workings.
With marketing and, advertising.
Legalities. And yeah.
Anyway, so listen. So you asked me why I chose now to do this, because I said it's kind of now or never.
You hit a threshold where you're like, I'm either going to do something or I'm done.
Yeah.
What made you go, no, I'm not done. One more.
Because I'm 6 years out and I've already done the kind of top half of my skin removal from my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I got really comfortable this summer with, you know, being at the pool and things where I'm like, okay, I'm embracing my body now. I'm actually learning to love myself on the outside too, which you can judge all you want, but screw you. I'm actually learning to love all of me.
You were settling into your new skin.
Trying to get the inside, everything, the outside all match, right? And that's why I go to therapy and I work on the inside too.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the gym for health and to feel good, not to be skinny, to feel good. That's why I go to the gym, you guys.
Key statement.
But here I am, and I thought, you know, the reason I did it is because it's like anything else in life. When you think about things and you just don't take that step, I finally went, you know what? Take the step. I went to the consult. I set up a consult, and I went in, and that was it. I was like, this is it. I'm so ready for this, but I wasn't taking the step. It's like anything in life. Like, there are things I need to fix. I have a bathroom that's not functioning right now that I've told you about this off the air.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
I have a whole shower that's not even functioning I have to fix at some point. I could have fixed that already, but
true,
I'm not.
But you didn't.
But I didn't, because I don't know why. You have to do it. It's like,
I don't know why. I love the answer. It's real. No, that's real.
I don't know why.
It could be fixed.
Why didn't you start your diet on Thursday instead of Monday? I don't know why.
Whoa, I told you that in confidence, bro. Chill out.
You're hysterical. But it's like anything in life. You take the step and you go do it, or you ignore it. You know, and it was like, I have to either deal with it.
You don't. You do or you don't.
I will be honest with you. When I first went in, I love Dr. Korkos. I love all the doctors there. I'm standing there in a robe at the consult, and I'm butt-ass naked, okay?
En pelotas.
Yeah.
As we say in Spanish,
but
butt-naked.
He see me because he did the top half, so he already knows what I look like. And
he's like, you're old news to him.
It is. And so I take off the robe, and he's so nice. He's like, Allie, you look great. And he's like, what do you want? And I'm like, I just want the bottom to match the top. And he's like, okay. And he's like, totally honest with me. And he's like, I don't think you need the thigh lift. And they will tell, this is why I appreciate it. They're going to be honest and not go, because some plastic surgeons will do anything you ask for.
Oh, it's for the bag. Yeah, they don't care.
Anything.
They don't care.
And they're also not board certified. Mm. You need to make sure your surgeons are board certified, you guys.
No shade, but saying.
No. Shade. Like,
shade?
Please
shade?
Just make sure. Like, it's, or don't.
Is
fine.
That key? Is that key, though,
well,
for
it's
real?
It's a huge difference in the.
You know me, I've never had surgery.
It's a huge difference in the amount of the healthcare and the knowledge you're getting, and I would look for that.
So there's care and healthcare makes sense to me.
There's little things like that, you know, to find out, because you never know with people. So that's important to me. But then we started talking. So then Dr. Hassassian comes in. I never can say his name right, but
Hassassian.
I love him. Hassassian, thank you. And he comes in, and he's, you know, I'm like, bring the butt guy in.
BBL Hassassian.
You know, and then he comes in, we're doing the consult, and he's showing me exactly how we're kind of going to lift my butt up and lift it up and get rid of all that skin. And so when I was in there, I was like, now this all makes sense. This all makes sense.
I got so many questions.
I know, and we're running out of time. Well, then let's, I can answer more.
All right, cool.
It's my last day. If you guys want to ask me questions, oh, I forgot Danielle and Butler's.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not thinking about me.
Pull her up. My bad. Danielle, I'm sorry. Good morning, Danielle and Butler.
You're fine. It's all good. Happy Monday, guys.
Happy Monday, fam. Thanks for holding.
I'm willing to talk about this as much as people want. If you want more, I got more. If you have questions, you can call in or text them. What were you going to say, Danielle?
I had just called to talk to Allie before she goes in for surgery just to tell her how proud I am of her, because I've been listening for Allie's whole entire career of Kiss FM since I was 14 and I'm 35 now.
Boom.
How long have you been
with
Kiss FM?
20 years. My 20th year, correct.
This year's going to be 20 years.
20 years, all right, December 20th.
I remember my freshman year of high school. Like, that's what we listened to with Kiss FM. And
the math is mathing.
All the people and all the changes. Like, you are the happiest with DZ, and you are the happiest in your own skin. I can tell. And I've never met you before, but, like, I can feel it because you are so aware of your mental health and inside and out.
Thank you. Well, I am the happiest with DZ.
You're doing what you're doing.
It's funny that you say that, because other people have said, you sound so happy on the air now. And I'm like, I am. I'm like, I would say no disrespect to the past five shows I was on, but
they can feel disrespected if they want to.
A lot of them were pretty wacky, and I worked with some questionable people over the years. But DZ is a genuinely good person. I've told you that over and over. I've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
I believe that in my heart, and I know that in my heart. And I know you and your family are good people. And I love working with you, and I genuinely am having a good time with you on
the
air.
Same.
We have a great time. It's a fun vibe. It's a fun show.
Yeah, that's why I'm mad you about to leave. Bro, what are you doing?
DZ, you can hold the fort down just fine.
Thank you.
As long as y'all hold it down with me, that's all. That's all.
He's fine.
Told Allie that with my work schedule, I go into work later and I'm not up as early as I was before with the last stuff. But I'm like, I'm going to start waking up and leaving my house just so I could do morning segments with you.
Weba. Danielle said, I'm available.
Call me.
Bye, Danielle.
Danielle, we love you.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
Love you, too. Good luck tomorrow, Allie. And
thank
you guys take care.
Well, thank you and everyone else who's listened for 20 years. Like, you guys are amazing, because it is my golden birthday this year. December 20th, it was the day I started my first, it was my contract start 2004.
Wow.
December 20th.
That's
is
crazy.
20 years. And I was not an intern. I know a lot of people think I came in as an intern. Somebody thought I was a weather girl. I moved here from, I was already in radio when I moved here.
Well, we're both still weather girls, so it don't really matter.
No disrespect if you were an intern.
I love the weather.
It's funny the stories people tell me about myself.
I was an intern.
I'm like, yeah, but you were how many years ago?
Well, yeah, long
you know
time
what
ago.
I mean?
Yeah.
It's funny because people are like, oh, you, I'm like, it's just funny. Okay, Danielle, I love you. Thank you so much.
Love you too. Bye, guys.
Bye. Just because we're running out of time. All right, you know what? We can talk about it more on the other end.
Okay.
Pun intended. Yeah, I made you wait through a Christmas song and The Weeknd. Not the literal Weeknd, the Weeknd, like the singer right there.
It is Monday.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. So we were talking about my surgery tomorrow, my skin removal surgery at a Loom.
Yeah, we were deep in it.
Yeah, we were really deep into it. And then we had to go to commercials and I felt bad. So I was like, hold on, we can finish. We can finish this discussion if you want.
I wasn't done
asking
questions.
So anyway, if you missed it, you're going to have to go back and listen to everything. I've said a lot already about my history and how I ended up here and what I've had done and what I'm getting done. And so tomorrow is the BBL.
The BBL.
Which I really wasn't calling it that because I didn't realize it's a butt lift is a BBL.
It's a BBL.
There's no implant for going in my butt, because sometimes, you know, I look at the card. This is why I need the doctors in here, because I want to ask them, does Khloe Kardashian have butt implants?
Why is it called a BBL?
Like, did they just move all her fat to her butt? Like, did they transfer it? Like, I have so many questions, because I look at her butt and I'm obviously something was done to it. You can tell by looking at Khloe Kardashian, right?
And when people ask if she's got implants, she can say no and not be lying, because she might have had a fat transfer. transfer. And since they're not asking, oh, did you have a fat transfer then?
Oh, it's the fat being moved there that got stuck there. Ah.
She's not lying. She's just going, no, I've never had an implant BBL.
Mm.
She's not saying she's never had a BBL like the BBL. Mm-hmm. Allie's about to get.
You know they don't own. Dude, I would love for them to be honest about what they've had done. But I'll tell you everything because, hello.
Everybody ain't you.
Uh-huh. Thank you to whoever texted in and said, going to be honest, I don't remember any other radio shows before you started. Thank you. We were just talking about how it's my 20th year on Kiss FM. And Anna Marie wrote in and said, Allie, I agree with everything Danielle said. Listen to you from the beginning. Sorry, I thought you were just a weather girl. Good luck tomorrow. It's okay. I might have been, as we talked about this off the air, perceived that
might
way.
Might have been
presented to you that mm-hmm. way, even though I had experience, because the times were different, and you sure wouldn't have had a female host at the time, would you?
20 years ago.
Oh, no, they would have told me to read the news and be quiet. That was one of the things somebody on the show said to me at the time.
Shut up and dribble.
I had more experience than them, and they were telling me to read the news and be quiet. But don't get me started on, I'll tell you all the juice when I get through this surgery.
They said, sit there and look cute in an industry that you don't see me.
In a man's world. But look at me now, 20 years later.
Hey, they say, this is a man's world, mm-hmm. but it'd be nothing.
Nothing
without a woman at child.
And now we got the best show ever with DZ, which is true.
Weber.
It's true. So, okay, let's finish what we were saying about my surgery, because I know there's more questions. So what else did you want to ask me?
Well, I've got my list here. Let me just... Question number 1003.
Question number one.
No,
go.
1003.
Go.
So you said prior mm-hmm. that they showed you what it was going to look like mm. when they were done.
Or like whether or not I should do it. And what the results might look like.
But when you went to the consult, they showed you what the results might mm-hmm. look like. Right, like you just said.
How did they do that?
Did they do like AI imaging? Did they do some like 3D graphic mm-hmm. to show you what it would look like post-op? Because you know, mm-hmm. for certain surgeries, for example, a nose job, they'll show you your nose and then what it's going to look like when it's done mm-hmm. on a computer on a screen.
They did not.
What'd they do then? How'd they show you?
And I really appreciate that they didn't, because I understand why, as cool as that would be,
right?
There is still an art to plastic surgery. So I would be afraid to say this is exactly what you're going to look like, because everybody's body is different. And the doctors will tell you this. Everybody heals different. You can't go in there and say, well, I want to look like Allie, because you are not me and I'm not you. You may heal differently. You may look better than me. You may recover better than you.
Allie might want to look like you.
Yeah. Your belly button might heal better than mine did. Sure. Who knows? So this is, I'm going to show you and you can explain. I'm not going to take anything off, obviously, but I'm going to show you visually how the doctors showed me what was going
to
happen.
What they did to show you.
And you can explain this to them. Now, like I said, I have all this compression on because I wear this every day to hold in this skin on my mm-hmm, bottom half. Mm-hmm. But they basically came in. The doctor came in and he goes, okay, so here's what we do. I have these pockets of these saddlebags.
On the sides of your hips.
On the sides that weirdly look strange.
Like the cargo pants pockets.
Yeah, and my friend Callie, when I was in there naked, was like, oh, I see it now. Like, you can see how deformed they are in a weird way.
Cargo pants pockets, but yes. It's your skin.
It's my skin. And,
got it.
And fat. No, this is fat, though. There's fat on
the
sides.
Okay, okay,
this
I'm
is
following.
Fat.
I'm following.
And then the skin is also there. But this is fat right here. So they are going... I want to tell you, a lot of people, when they do a tummy tuck, have lipo as well.
Okay.
I did not need lipo. I was very proud of that, how lean I was.
Nice.
They only pulled skin off my tummy. I was so proud of that, by the way.
That's cool.
This is not the case where I have to have lipo for this one. So they will lipo out this fat on the sides.
On the sides.
This deformed area, as I like to call it. And then they will transfer that fat to my pancake butt.
Okay.
And put it there. But this is how they showed me. And then they essentially, don't worry, I'm not going to show you anything icky.
You're good.
You see the back of my back?
So they're going to take, and they're literally going to lift your body up?
They're going to lift my butt.
And reattach?
No. I mean, once you get all that skin off.
Yeah.
So it's essentially like going, so the doctor grabbed me like this. He goes, and then we go.
He literally grabbed you by the side and pulled your pants up.
He essentially
But it wasn't your pants.
He grabbed all my skin and fat right there, and he went, and then we pull up.
Lifted,
and then I could see my butt cheek again. And I was like, oh!
That makes that big of a difference to physically have somebody lift the excess skin that you've got on your body right now? This is just an interesting question for me. Like, because I was thinking, oh, they probably showed you some AI-generated image after the work's done. And with technology, that's completely feasible.
Yeah, no, it totally made sense when I could see it. And, like, I was funny because, I'll be honest, I was staring at it the other day in the mirror, and I was like, you never look at your butt, you know, because it's behind you.
I look at my butt all the time.
Well, okay, fine. I never look at it because I don't want to, because it's got all this skin and stuff.
I got a good butt. I look at my butt all the time.
You got a great butt, DZ.
I'm a butt guy.
That's what Aaron told me. And you got a tattoo on it, but that's a topic for another day. When I was looking at it, even when I do what the doctor did, where I kind of pull it up, I'm like, whoa. I'm like, everything's going to look so different in a good way. Like, and I'm not, and because even there's just kind of this layer right under my butt that I can't, you know, so I don't, they, you can't promise anyone exactly what they're going to look like.
Sure.
Like, you just can't.
I get that.
And the doctors will be completely honest, but they can give you an idea of what they're going to do and what the goal is. You know what I'm saying?
They said results may vary,
well,
huh?
They do. And they do. And I, that's why they, I love them and trust them, because they are honest with people with their expectations. Yeah. And they'll say, people come in and ask for stuff that is not real.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors have told
that
me.
That is AI generated.
Yeah, they're like, people come in with these like Instagram photos and they're like, well, I want her butt. And they're like, that's not real.
Can you make, like, my eyes look like this?
They're like, that doesn't exist. Like, that's not a thing. They used a computer. That's not real.
I can't give you bubblegum eyes,
that
bro.
That is photoshopped. That person is pulling one over on you. Like,
you know that's anime, right?
That's that's a filter. Like,
right.
Nobody's, that's not real.
Yeah.
So they deal with that because of the internet all the time, where people have these unrealistic expectations. So for me,
or desires,
you know
even.
What? I don't have to have a cute butt, but I just want that skin gone.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have a cute butt too, great.
Well, and again, it's not for anybody else's satisfaction but your own.
Yeah.
There's just pros that come with it.
Well, and I mean, and proportion wise, like, I'm a medium on top now for shirts, right? And it's crazy, when you lose 150 pounds, you're still kind of go to the XLs and the XXLs and
naturally.
The plus sizes. For a year, I did that after weight loss. I still was going to
buying the wrong sizes.
I was like a size 8 or 10, and I was going to size 18. I mean, I really, in my mind, it's body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
In my mind, thought I was still big.
Yeah.
And so it takes a while to adjust to that and see yourself the way you look, right? And so I got there, but I'm a large on bottom. Now, that's fine. There's nothing wrong, but my body is different sizes. You see, and this is why we do different sizes with bikinis, but I'm hoping it will be a little bit, you know.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Something I never thought of.
Butts are in, so it's fine.
Butts are in? When are they out?
Well, it was, you know, now butts are huge. Butts are huge. I gotta stop with these puns, dude. I can't.
Allie and these butt jokes.
Oh, man.
She's the butt of all these jokes.
I know. I can't stop with the butt jokes right now, dude. I'm on a roll. But, I'm on a roll of skin. I can't stop. Okay, Nico texted in and he said, DZ, BBL, Brazilian butt lift surgery was founded in Brazil. Shocker. Yeah, I think we assumed that because we were talking about, because I always thought there was an implant. This is, again, I'm learning, you guys, too.
My question is the methods that are taken.
Why
is it defined as a BBL with different procedure types? That's all.
Well, and the fact is, so I'm transferring that fat from the side of my legs to the back, right? And to try to kind of reconstruct everything. So honestly, that becomes a Brazilian butt lift, because any kind of fat transfer is a Brazilian butt lift. And then you lift the butt. Like I lifted my arm. I did an arm lift. My arms before and after are insane.
Night and day.
And people are like, what? Oh, and this thing. What about the scars? I'll tell you, because we're running out of time again. I don't know how this goes so quick.
Oh, you don't?
I will have a scar, yes, on my back. So when I had my tummy tuck, the scar is way bigger than a C-section, ladies, because I had two of those too. The scar goes basically across my tummy and hip to hip.
Hip to hip?
That's
a big scar.
For my tummy tuck. I don't want to talk for mine.
For yours, that's right.
It was hip to hip. I'm 2 years out. I've healed really well, and you can't even see it on the side anymore, which is impressive. But it will basically wrap around. If you're wondering what the scar is, I will now, it'd be like a 360. So there will be a scar across my bottom, but it will again still be under my underwear bikini line.
Got it.
So even though I had a bikini on this summer, you didn't see the scar on my tummy because it was under that line.
It sits under that line. Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's really smart.
So there
of them.
Will be a scar, and then that's for me to deal with in my own, with my relationships, because there's a period where I remember dating after the last one, I was really uncomfortable.
Self-conscious,
I was scared to like be with a guy because of the scars. And I think one of guys said to me, I remember I was dating a guy and he said something like, well, your scars make you who you are.
That's
like
right.
That's part of your story. And then I relaxed and I was fine, you know? So you get there and you find the people, but it's about me at the end of the day and what I'm comfortable with, you know?
That's,
so there will be a scar on my, on across my butt, and then it will heal as it heals, but it's
not
worth
like,
it.
It's not like it's a scar you got from some battle battle wound when you were a kid playing sports or out in the yard joking around. And it's not like it's some, you know, it's a scar because it's a surgery that you had that now changes your body. And along with the body dysmorphia that kind of we go through, I see why they relate. I appreciate you sharing, man. That's really valuable.
Yeah. Anytime.
I think I speak for everybody when I say well wishes.
Thank you.
Know, our positive energies with you, bro. You're obviously an inspiration to a lot of people.
Aww.
And we're excited to see your results.
Well, I got my own problems too. So thank you for saying that. But I'm human, everybody. And I screw up. So I appreciate it. But I always want to remind people, I love you for the love.
What you talking about? You're not human. You BBL.
BBL, baby.
BBL.